Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember who I am.
I remember who I am. This is Will Bluewater. This is Prophecy Keepers Radio. Osio, Gidi, Tohiju, Tohigu, our guest tonight. And I'm sure, for a speaker, I'm going to butcher it. It looks to me like it's maybe Danny Unahuka, and you're also known as for a speaker. And how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, sir.
How are you? How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, well, my given name is Dane Unahuka.
Oh, Dane. Okay. Well, I pretty much, other than that, I had Danny. But I got the last one. I'm pretty good at pronouncing names. But welcome to the program. We're looking forward to speaking with you. Before we get started, we're glad to have you. We like to do a Mayan glyph a birth reading based on your date of birth. Our guests are always fascinated at just how much it lines up with what they're doing. So if you'll give Mark your full birth date, unless you don't want it, you know, if you want it kept secret, we can go in a green room real quick. But can you give him your full birth? Okay, what's your birth date?
It's 2/3/1964.
2/3, that's February 3rd,
1964.
Yes. And
do you want the time of the day?
I know that'll be just fine. So understand you're from New Zealand. And
yes, I'm from New Zealand.
Wonderful place. Saw an article about there's all kinds of very rich people made a lot of money in Silicon Valley. They're buying up islands down there, and they're building very expensive underground refuges. I understand it's causing quite a bit of consternation too. And but yeah, that's what I've seen recently. And but hey, go ahead, Mark. Whenever you're ready.
Well, in the traditional Mayan day count, his birthday was on the day called 12 Simi. It's the 12th day of the Eagle Cycle, and it's the 12 kind of indicates an aspect of energy or ability to change or catalyze things. A little bit more on the spiritual level, more so than the physical level. It's also a change or transformation catalyst, or different words like that would give some idea. And then the 12, that's the 12 component, and the semi component is kind of the same thing. It's also about change, and sometimes it's called the skull or a death glyph too, or rebirth, glad death. It can tap into, because of that, the knowledge of the elders, things bridging from this across the veil, from this place to the next, and the dimensions, or whatever you choose to call it. Sometimes some people with this glyph sometimes are prone to have out-of-body or near-death experiences too, in some cases. So we'll take a switch over to the sixth sun book and see what it says. And this part of the reading will have three components: a forward flow of time, a backward flow of time, and where the two time flows come together in balance, or a bridge, or a zero point. So we'll go with the forward flow, the way we, our senses, perceive time. And in his, it's, and so this is a little bit more his birth, right before his birth, and going forward in time. It's all about purity, balancing things, a lot here on water. Water's probably been something significant pretty much all his life. and it ties in with kind of dynamics of things, movement of things, and equalization, going back to the balance, and also natural ways of things. It has it's a red glyph normally, and it's so it ties in more with the direction of the east. And
hey, I got to ask a Mark. Got to break in, Danny. Have you heard much of this? I've had some really bad sound on my end. Have you heard most of that?
Yes, I'm getting echoes.
I was getting a lot of static. So, okay. All right, so you know, let's proceed.
Okay. So that's on the forward flow. On the backward flow of time, and this is in more in recent history, say, usually we say 1997, 1998, 1998, a little bit before, a little bit after that time frame, and so more in recent years. And it's more about dreams, opening up pathways, healing, and intuition and stuff. So probably maybe has seen a lot of activity in that realm. in his life appearing. It's more, its direction is the opposite of the other one, which was in the east. It's in the west. And then when the two come together, it's all about learning how to, working with the illusion, supernatural power of things, a lot here with ancestor coming up. So it wouldn't be probably any ancestral communication might be teaching about those things and how reality actually works. And has a component here of both joy and love. And those are, their colors are green. So that in the Mayan medicine world, the green would actually be in the center. So let's see there. And a little bit of a connection here also, not real, real strong, but a little bit of connection with the white buffaloes. Okay.
Well, that's
what do you think about that? Yeah, does it fit, kind of?
Well, absolutely. One would call me a generator. A generator of, I suppose, we can call it magic, yeah?
Yeah, it's just what people don't understand that happens, and... Well, yeah, go ahead. Time's yours. We try not to interrupt unless you take a break for longer than about 10 seconds. But, tell us about yourself and your path and how you got on it and what you're doing now and what you're going to be doing maybe in Switzerland.
Yeah, let me formally log in here and log in with everyone if I may. So just take a second here to... Atihei muri ora, ngā mihi nei kia koutou I tēnei wā, I tēnei pō mo te kaupapa te mahi a te hiritanga o te tīnana me te wairu me te hanango. Nō reira, kia ora e te rangatira a Blue Otter me te hōtāne a me hoa wāne e kei konei a te radio Prophecy Keepers. Nō reira, tēnā koutou kuruhu I tātou tēnei wā. Formally, thank you for having me here officially. I'm happy to be here and happy to meet those that are supporting and putting out the message, those that are working with you, and putting out the good message and the history, telling the story, you know. We don't teach. We never do teach. We only ever tell a story. And so I'm happy to be here to tell a story for the healing. For the healing of the mind, the body, and the soul. Yes, this is what we do. We enjoy the understandings of our brothers from the Udu, the Mayans, the Mahya, we would say, the Mahya. We enjoy the brothers from the Mahya. The brothers, the sisters, the ancestors, the cousins of the Mahya, and as well as the brothers from the calendar of the Kehbe, the calendar of the Keme. And so these understandings that the brother had spoken to was in terms of my birth and my time of enter, we call it the enter and the return and the enter cycle, not necessarily death, although we like to celebrate death many times. As you know, we've been celebrating death, but as I move through the understanding of the return and enter, I also celebrate the enter, and equally so, if not more than the return. So you know, when the brother was talking about the speaking to the ancestors on the other side, specifically speaking to the birth, the death, the birth, or the death and the rebirth. Yes, as as we understand, we are ancestors here in the now, the sacred now. We've brought everything with us. And we're sort of at a time now, if I could speak to this understanding, that we are in the land of Udu. Yes, we are in the land of Udu currently in this forward memory that we are in, the sacred right now. The land of Udu, referring to the time of the enter and the return. So we are mostly now moving towards serving the child who enters, the seven generations you speak of. And so the prophecies that have guided the many, many Udu, meaning the people of the enter, of which we lay claim to the enter as we are assisting the children who enter, yes, via water protector or via via the ceremonies, so on and so forth. And so it's when brother spoke to the water on the Mahya side, then absolutely. The deeper detail of that would be that, yes, I am a water protector. I'm a veteran, ancient water protector. And we recently just came out of the water year, with the year of the seven and the year of the nine. The year of the nine, but certainly the protocol was water. For the year of the nine, the protocol was water. So we just came through that, and now we're in the year of the one. And so water protecting was a big theme but for the year of the nine. And so for this past couple of years, I've been training and teaching the water protectors protocols known as the Waikara. The Waikara. Now the Waikara, in your accent, or perhaps Waikara, Waikara simply means those two conspire, those who conspire in behind the scenes to conspire to for reasons of security and safety and protection to those who enter, and that the water is not merely water. The deeper detail is that it's land, water, sky. And that when the child enters into the stone ancestor, from the light being through the water of the womb into the 2 feet of the stone ancestor, in other words, into matter. So the light being enters into the matter known as enter. What entered? Well, obviously the light entered. Angels, if you like. And so the work and understanding that as a Waikato is to understand that we are able to affect and work with land, water, sky on a very high vibrational level, which is what we've been doing, and many, many in different ways. Currently, since February last year. And all the way through now, those are carrying through their tools and their understanding of what it is to protect water. In other words, what is it to protect the child? And so as we understand further detail into what brother had spoken from the Maya, the Matariki of the Maya, yes, the Mayan star calendar, we go even further and deeper into the details of our protocols, not necessarily ceremony. And so the work that I'm doing currently in the year one is to train individuals who are already practitioners and wise ancestors to offer them that extra inch, that one little bit of extra information on the ground, to bring boots on the ground to serve the child that enters. Matters not what tribe they're from, matters not what skin they wear, what colored skin. We are not with the color of skin. and we are with the purging of tribes and nations and flags. We are with service to the child. And you'll find that most Tuhonga like myself, shaman, if you'd like to say, you like to use the word shaman, we are what you would say, we are non-discriminant. You know, a very wise shaman does not see the color of skin. They only see DNA designation. They only see DNA memory and also spirit. And we work in these understandings. With conviction, yes. And so this has been the wonderful work in the last couple of years as I've reactivated into planet work to work with and work and share and tell the story with the ancient ancestors that are here in the sacred now to serve. You know, I say these words quite often. You know, I stand in my power for the mother in the light of father to serve the child that enters. This is the eternal memory, also known as the way. In the long breath, we are grateful for the breath, you see. Mauri ora, grateful for the breath. And we find that way, that I find that for myself, I'm able to stand beyond flags and beyond nations and even beyond the tribe, deeper than the imprint to the blueprint. And so to be with the blueprint, you must have purged and you must let go and you must be non-discriminant. And that's how I think what Brother was speaking to in terms of myself and the Mahia, the many calendars cannot, you know, offer the deeper details like this, so it's I'm thankful and grateful for you to have me here on the show to speak to these understandings. So I'll give you 10 seconds now. Any questions?
Well, I know that some of the different native peoples here in recent years have stated they've seen, they're monitoring, watching the changes that are occurring, both in the animals, but also in the position of the sun, and some of the places how the winds are blowing. Have you guys any insight or additional information on that?
Sure. I would just tell you that I did that.
Huh?
I would just tell you that I was the one responsible for some of that.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yes, I am.
There's some customers that aren't too happy about their snow drifts. Which way they're pointing.
No. What I mean by that is, if you understand, I know you say I'm from New Zealand, and I know you say that I am Māori, and I know that I say I'm Māori. I know that the Māori say I'm Māori, but I have you understand that Māori simply means children of heaven. I am from the race of the children of heaven, and that therefore so are you. And so are the Innu. And so are the Mohawk, so are the Navajo, so are the Lakota, of the first root races. And the work that we do as Tuhonga and masters of the land, water, sky. Remember, I said land, water, sky. And also remember that we are not just entirely with ceremony. That the changes that are happening now that you're seeing are not necessarily through ceremony. They are through very powerful, precise protocols. And, for instance, you know, people that I'm working with are not Māori. People that I'm working with are the Apache medicine men, the Navajo, the Lakota, that I've worked with for over three decades. I know that, and you know, we've done a lot of work, each one of us individually. Some gone now, some are still here. That includes the Inuit grandfathers that came to New Zealand in 1984. They came to the Wisdom School in New Zealand in 1986, a year before the convergence, to witness the raising of the mother. All of that was to, many of that was to learn the quantum modalities. If you're familiar with conscious physics,
mm-hmm.
you're familiar with conscious physics, yes, then you should understand that quantum modalities can be applied. And what are those quantum modalities, you're asking? What is he talking about? Well, I can say quantum modalities, but I would normally say to you, in my story, the magical, mysterious school of super intelligent understandings. We know how to make rain. We know how to move the sky, the wind. The wind is my grandfather. I know how to talk to my grandfather. Trust me. It's a very serious time for us all. And people like me and yourself who are reading the energies and understanding the shifting of the removal of the ley lines and the removal of the grids is happening right now to be replaced by the apex and the doors. Three doors and one apex. That's happening right now. Actually began happening in February last year. And so, you know, people like myself who are of many tribes, many nations, who are my brothers and sisters, whom I've worked with very closely on a very secret level, very quiet, like I said, conspiring. We are Waikato, so we conspire behind the scenes. You will not hear about it until now. And I'm speaking to it now, so, you know, I'm grateful for this moment to speak to you about it. But I'm very serious about it, too. For this past couple of years, I've been teaching these protocols to wonderful practitioners to come forward, to stand in our power for the child. You know, calibrating the planet. And planet work is certainly what we're doing. This planet, can move oil. It matters not to the planet whether oil is in the ground or on the ground. It only matters to those who want to drink water. And so, you know, there is always going to be some resistance to pipelines and pollution and all these things. Remember that in the past, this planet has always been able to clean itself of pollution, always. It's supposed to. One of the most difficult if it's not able to do is to remove the vibration, recalibrate the vibration. The vibration meaning if you do believe you're a being of light, yes. I would hope you say yes.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You are a light being, right?
Yeah. Pretty and much so, everybody.
Yes. Now, if
that's
you're a light
creation.
Being, if you are a light being and you are here in the sacred now with the special breath, you are with special breath, yes? I would hope so. And I would hope that your intent that comes out of your mouth with the special breath is of intentions that are of the highest order, yes?
Yep.
And this is what we talk about. When we're talking about land, water, sky, the connection into the cosmos, when you are suspended in the air, the breath connects you to the cosmic and to the planet. When you're standing on the planet in your bare feet, you're connected into the grounding. This understanding is that you are connected and that you can speak. And all you need to do is merely speak. But what do you speak? How do you speak it? There is a sequence. Give me the keys to your car, I will take the keys, I will put it in the ignition. I will turn the car on and I will drive it down to the destination where I want to go. That's a protocol. That is either forward, like you say, the Maya, or backward, forward or reverse, in a linear understanding. But I'm not with the linear understanding. I'm with the multidimensional understanding. I am with quantum modalities. And so are most shaman and most medicine men and women, as you may know. And we work on the levels of the primaries, land, water, sky. The primaries are there before the elements are there. Without the primaries, there is no fire. fire does not exist on its own without the primaries, land, water, sky. Yes? And that's a very simple understanding that, you know, when you're working with the primaries as we do, as we have for thousands, actually millions of years, that we work with the primaries of land, water, sky, we are able to affect the elements on multiple dimensions. And you know, as you're talking to the understanding of my enter and my return here in the sacred now, my birth date, which was my anniversary, was yesterday, or the other day, on the 3rd, 2 days ago now, you know, I would be in my 50s, I mean, I'm 53 now, but yeah, but I don't live in the length of my days. I live in the length of my lives. And so with mission, yes, yeah, you know, we spoke to this in that reading of the Mahya. And so, yeah, we've been doing protocols on very important light codes for the past 35 years for myself. Almost 40 years. Well, I could say since I was 8 years old. And then I became master through my ancestors who are in the sacred now, who have recently returned. And so, coming forward here to the turtle, the Honu Motu, and here now from Aotearoa, from New Zealand, on the canoe to Te Waka o Maui, the canoe of Maui, and the special fish of Maui, which is the North Island of New Zealand and the South Island of New Zealand. New Zealand is a canoe, it is not a continent. And this is the turtle island, the Honu Motu. This is a turtle, not a continent. And we work within the blueprint essences of the creatures, which for the past couple of years as I've been, well, the past 30 years has been working with the essence blueprint declaration of the turtle. What is the blueprint declaration of the turtle? Well, that is an understanding in the essence of the turtle, if you know turtle medicine, it goes beyond the tribes, beyond the imprints, to the blueprint. And so as we work with the turtle, we're working with the mountains and the forests. My name is Deng Nahuka, yes, but my medicine man name or my tohunga name is Ngā Here Kai Kōrero Te Urungi, which means forest speaker, the navigator. And I am from the navigator lineage in this sacred now, that I have been from the navigator lineage on my enter and return many, many times. And so for the past couple of years, many have been switching over to the planet work, and I've been working with them to deliver the protocols to affect change, water, land, water, sky. And we deliver those on very powerful protocols, on very very powerful light codes. And they are a variety of, so far there's 7 protocols that are very effective to use, should you like to use them, should you like to learn them. And like I said, it's like taking the keys, putting them in the ignition and go. And that's what protocol is. And we can stand together in that understanding as well. There's unity in that, of course. There's unity in cleansing and healing. As we stand in our power for the mother and the light of father, and to serve the child who enters, to bring that human experience to the cosmic work. We bring that human experience and human understanding into our hands to remind you all and to remind everyone that we are light magic. We are light. We are light beings. And that we only need to speak. But what do we speak? How do we speak? When do we speak? What do we speak? And so we return to the one language, the language known as Urdu, the language that many of the Native American languages came from, a language that the Māori language came from, many languages known as the one language called the language of Enter. And so many of these ancient understandings and the superintelligence is being brought forward now, and that's why you're seeing so much changes. Well, it's confirming these changes. You do know that Mount Shasta was asleep since May last year and just woke up this January. You do know that, yes?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff waking up.
Well, we put Mount Shasta to sleep on April 30th last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was instrumental in putting Shasta to sleep with two other very powerful Tohumas who are not of my lineage at this time, but are light beings. They're very powerful portal workers. We put Shasta to sleep because of the infections. We put Shasta to sleep because the infections were being detrimental to many that were going on Shasta. So much mental disorders. Shasta had to go to sleep, so we put it to sleep, and then we reawoke this January, this 111. This is the kind of things we do. This is what it is to be a water protector, Waikato. And those that are working with me, again, like I said, many Mohawk, Lakota, Hopi, Tuma, Apache, many nations, and we're all coming forward. So I have this this understanding that, through these workshops and teachings and telling of the story, I can only tell you a story. You're already a master. Yeah, you're already a master. I can only tell you a story. I can't teach you anything because you're already a master, but I can tell you a story. And so that understanding picked up momentum the past 2 years after I finished doing the water blessing for the Mississippi on the day out of time. Yeah, that was me on location. The day out of time in 2015, July 25th was the day out of time on the Mahya calendar, the one that you speak of. And so since then, there was a lot of stories being told when I completed that, and a lot of ancient, very ancient understandings being brought forward. See, when I say ancient, I'm not talking about 100,000 years or even a million. When I say ancient, I'm talking about 500 million years. Let that sink in, 500 million. I'll say it again. Let it really sink in, 500 million. That's where I come from in terms of the ancient understandings of the superintelligent. Why do I speak to the five? How can I prove that? I don't need to prove that to anyone, but I can show you that New Zealand, right? New Zealand, the canoe of Maui, right? It's not from the location it's at currently, right? Even New Zealand went somewhere. It went down there. We all went from the east to the west. Even New Zealand itself, even the canoe went southwest. When before it was above the equator. That was 500 million years ago when it was above the equator, when Hawaii was one mountain with a valley with two peaks. One mountain with two peaks. That was 500 million years ago. So when anybody talks about Atlantis and Lemuria, do you really know what you're talking about? Because you should understand that it's 500 million years plus. And people say to me, Atlantis, Lemuria, 100,000 years ago, still don't know what you're talking about. It may be in your dream, and some may have the memory of the dream like you were talking about in the Maya calendar, people having the forward in the back memory. Well, I call it forward memory, not time. There's no such thing as time off the planet. It's forward memory. And in that forward memory, some may have the memory of it. But on the ground, physically, it's a 500 million year journey. Now that's ancient. And that's proven by the geologists that New Zealand has only been in that area, it's been in that area for 500 million years. And we've been working with the mountains and the forests and the animals connected to the Matariki that you call Pleiades, we call Matariki, and we have been working with Matariki all this time. We always have, and of course we're all light beings, yes. We should be able to. And so the information coming through is certainly blueprint, give or take, 100 million years. Now we can begin again to start from the beginning is what we all talk about. We all talk about going back to the beginning. You can get much bit more beginning than that in terms of on the planet. And so these teachings are coming forward to the tall woman, the shaman, and the many practitioners and the masters that are here, the ascended masters that have been entering to work with the ancient ancestor that's on their way in this coming September. You know, we work with the understandings of the womb protocol. Are you familiar with the womb protocols?
No, I don't think so.
Well, there's a simple saying that goes all the way home. Let's love and light all the way home. You've heard this, yes?
Yep.
Well, you're already home. What are you talking about? The cosmic womb, and you know, there's the etherical womb and the terrestrial womb. Yeah, it's a womb protocol known as the Kopo Nui. The Kopo Nui Te Kawa means the protocols of the womb. And in this September coming this year, in the year one, the ancient ancestor is about to enter. We know that Sitting Bull is about to return into another child this year. Those from who were forcibly taken from us are about to enter. And I will let you know that they're not that happy. They do not wish to return to wounded knee. Let's just say that. They do not wish to return to another wounded knee. They do not wish to return to another negative, stressful understanding, yes? Yeah. And that's why, you know, I say to you, we stand in and we serve the child that enters. And then this year, the 1 year, they are entering in this September. The conceptions were made, but they enter this September in the 9 code. Everything is 9, yes? And so, I mean, even on your body, take a look at your body. You've got 9 holes in your body. You know that? One would hope you do. You have 9 orifices, 9 holes in your body that you use every day. Do you realize that? Go ahead and count them.
A lot of that number comes up a lot.
Well, in the Waidua calendar that you are not familiar with, I am a 9, known as the 9 of 9s. Also known as the 9 of 9s. I'm at the full rotation of the 52, if you'd like to use numbers. But I did enter in the 7. I am a spiritual leader. There's no mistaking that. There's no mistaking that. And so in this sacred now, I'm here in Pittsburgh. I spend a lot of time in Nevada and Las Vegas to complete some very powerful protocols to affect Area 51. For 15 years, I worked there, both in the job, but also doing my spiritual work, and then recalibrating the tools. And I recently moved to Pittsburgh to work with the Door of Fire. Now, I will bring this understanding, if I may, unless there's a question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead with your understanding.
That for this past year, many have been, I know their brother Rainbow Thunder. Are you familiar with him? Was working many of the grid lines.
The one that did the medicine wheels and had the one up in Wyoming and then several other places. Is that the one you're talking about?
California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there were some interesting things he said about you know, the light energy on the ground, spirits that are stuck in the dirt, stuck in the earth, so to speak. And he's absolutely correct. In our understanding, or in my understanding and in my work and witnessing the work, because I've done the work, is that there are the invisible ones on the plane, on this plane with us, right? call them ghosts, call them entities, energies. Some that have been on this plane too long and haven't been returned or haven't been, you know, appeased or haven't, for whatever reason. And then you have the ancestors and the ones who are invisible, the invisible ones that are on the other dimension, totally on the other dimension that we do get guidance from. So these two things are happening. There are the invisible ones on the plane that are doing the whispering. Much of them have been, many of it has been twisted and become dark, twisted shadow from the time being here in this plane. And then you have the correct guidance coming from the invisible ones who are in the cosmic womb. And so when we talk about the grids and the ley lines, ley line work that's been done, the invisible ones in this plane have been infecting those lines and infecting those grids. Not just human, also creatures, you know, creatures that have, go hunting without asking for something, and then you'll find out that, you know, you're crossing the line. Go hunting without asking for the food, like the creature, the deer, the bear, so on and so forth. Go hunting without asking, and you'll understand that what's happened is the spirit of that beast and that being is in the dirt, in the soil, but in the invisible. So the work now is to cleanse and remove the land, water, sky, meaning we're now cleansing and removing the grid lines, totally removing them. They're superficial anyway, because they're only imprints. Yes, they're only imprints. They don't go to the core. And so the understanding with removing the grids and ley lines and what do we work with, perhaps is your question or your thought. What do we work with if the grids and ley lines are gone? Well, we work with the apex, White Star Apex Mountain and the White Star Doors. Three doors, one mountain. Three doors, one portal. And that is what is replacing. It's actually not replacing. It's been here. Always been here. Just been clouded and forgotten, in other words. Forgotten. The memory on that one has been rather, been turned. Made to look away. Stressed out. You do know that in the Black Forest, the Feldberg Mountain in there is known as Adnova. It's a white star mountain inside the Black Forest. Funny that they would say Black Forest so that you wouldn't go there. Well, back in the 500 million year journey, we always spoke to the mountain. Yes, remember? But a specific mountain, not all mountains, it's a specific mountain. And so that configuration is the tetrahedron configuration, and is being returned. But it's not a grid. It is the core energy for white star energy, for the understanding that, you know, we are white light beings. We are light beings, and the white star energy is that of pure source that is not turned or shadow. And so each creature, like the turtle, has an apex mountain and three doors. The door of fire, the angel's door, and the door of the child, and the apex mountain. They are active right now. They were activated, totally fully activated at the beginning of the 111. But I had been working on them for the past year before that during the teachings, as all my teachings were hosted at the doors and at the apex. So I did the teachings. So the door, for example, the door of the child, yeah, is in a location at Hummingbird Ranch in Mora, New Mexico, in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. The 24 masters that were there included the Apache medicine man, Beerpaw. I'll drop these names because they were there and they were part of the workshop learning these understandings. Jim Greywolf Petruzzi, known as Greywolf, I gave him the name Wuruhi Te Pōwhiri Naki, which means Greywolf the Pillar. Yeah. Yeah. Mikasa Rost, you may know who he is. So they were there learning these understandings, and we activated the door of the child, and they witnessed that. That's the Sangreal de Cristo Mountains, just the mountains of this, the blood of the soul of Christ. You're familiar with that, yes?
I didn't catch that last part.
Sangreal de Cristo Mountain Range in Santa Fe?
Yeah, vaguely. I've been a while since I've been in that area.
You know, it's got that wonderful, wonderful subtitle, The Land of Enchantment.
Yeah.
That's the door of the child that's located there, the energy door. It's connected. Its connections are to the core and connected to the apex. And so I went from the teachings at the workshop there over to the next teachings was in Maui, in Hawaii. And in Maui and in Hawaii, which is one of my homelands, from the 500 million year journey, when it was the one mountain, there was a valley known as Iao Valley. It's known as the Valley of the World. It's a very popular valley. You see it on a lot of the promotions. And right in the Iao Valley is the angel's door. Maui was an angel. In fact, Maui is my brother. That's why I know he's an angel. And so Maui being the door, the western door, if you like, but I call it the door, the angel's door. And then the next teachings was completed in at the Door of Fire, which is in Pittsburgh at the point where the three rivers converge. Many like to call this area the Golden Triangle, but that's only part of it. It's one part of the triangle. And the Door of Fire exists here, confirmed by the workshop that I did here, confirmed by all the photos and video taken, and revealed the door as it revealed itself in the form of a vibration on the water in a perfect circle. I have video. And working with that and the Spirit Return Tree, which exists here in Pittsburgh, which is just above the Door of Fire on a what they call the West End Lookout or Overlook, which exists, the Spirit Return Tree. The cycle of the enter and return is here. And then the Apex Mountain, the White Star Mountain, which exists at the Donner Peak at Donner Lake in the Sierra Nevada. And that was activated on the 111 by myself and my compass, Eve Estelle Sophie, who was from Switzerland. We just spent 33 days on the road, and that was our final act, was activating the Apex Mountain before we returned here. We went to Standing Rock, then we went just to the Apex Mountain, then we returned back here to Pittsburgh. We just arrived back here in Pittsburgh from a 33-day teachings and what have you. So those three doors in the Apex Mountains are here now, and we are offering the opportunity for people to go to speak to at those places to speak into the upper jaw, what we call Kuwai Lung and Kuwai Raro, which means the upper jaw and the lower jaw. You see, much of the languages of the Native Americas, we speak the same language. There is difference in tempo and rhythm and timing, and there is no need for some letters. Some of the letters can disappear. But basically, when we go to the blueprint language of those languages, we speak a language which is known as the Udu, which means the language of the enter. What entered? Who entered? Udu. Udu. What is Udu? Angel entered. Udu. Angel. The people of the Udu. Yeah? The people of the Yahweh. Udu. The people of the Yate. Udu. The people of the Aho. Udu. The people of the Loloma. Udu. The Hopi. The people of the G'day, mate. How are you? The Australians. The people of the How's your mum? The Brits. Udu. We are all people of the one. The language of the Udu, the one language, the language of the enter. What entered? So we are moving to that understanding now. This is beyond Mahia, beyond calendars, beyond the Kameh, beyond the Kehmet calendar, which is a very old calendar. the African calendar. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. But it's, as we go deeper, the real neat thing is when you go deeper, you go higher. And when you go higher, you speak higher. And when you speak higher, you actually go you actually go to the truth. Remember, on every continent, on every creature, that we went from the east to the west. We all did. Every one of us. To this day, now you can see them still coming from the east and coming to the west. For the same reasons your ancestors came from the east and went west. For reasons of stress, what else? For reasons of natural disaster, what else? Everyone went from the east to the west. Well, now, some of us are returning and going from the west to the east and for a specific reason, and that is to rejoin and reunite with our brothers and sisters, because now we remember. Now we remember. Now we are with the forward memory known as the Wairu Atapu, the sacred eternal memory, which does not hold in time, it holds in memory, forward memory. But because we are in the sacred breath right now, and we are in the sacred now, the forward memory can come in the dream time. There is no tomorrow. There is always tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, but there is always tomorrow. The sun does not rise and fall. The planet turns to meet the sun. There is always tomorrow. We are guaranteed tomorrow. Whoever said that we're not guaranteed tomorrow doesn't know what they're talking about, or must work for some marketing company somewhere. We are guaranteed tomorrow. And so when we are in the quiet time and we in the body travels and the DNA travels to the, because the DNA holds the memory of the forward memory of all. It's a recording machine. So if you decide to live in the length of your lives instead of the length of your days, perhaps that'll accelerate your forward memory, which you may have thought was a deja vu. Perhaps there were moments. But if you are giving service, and what do you stand for? What is your convictions? What is your commitment? At this time, right now, in the sacred breath, right now, what do you stand for? Well, then, we will release the flags and release the tribes and release the nations and return to the blueprint, that which we are. And we can do this. And that's what's actually coming. It's coming here. And no matter how much you protest for the water, no matter who protests for the water, no matter how much protesting is done on both sides, be it corporate or otherwise or tribal or whatever, the transmutation is taking effect right now, has been. The change is here. There's no choice in the matter because the planet also, the turtle requires it. The turtle, if you're listening, the turtle will tell you what it wants to do. It is the main law of this continent, which is the turtle. Know your turtle medicine. And then the brothers and sisters on the turtle, they know this, but there are many that do not want to listen to it, want to continue with their communities in the ways that they've been forced to shove down their throats. Yes? Oh, yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
It is awful.
A lot of people in that position.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've done a lot of healing and cleansing work physically and spiritually on many of the native communities and many of the longhouses and many of the lodges over these past 3.5 decades. Physically done that work. And I've seen so much of it. And I've partied with the best of them, man. And hey, they partied with the best of them too. We did a lot of things together. We got to know each other. And it wasn't all about just, you know, in ceremony. It was about getting to know each other. What's the truth? What's the truth here? And so I listened to the turtle. What does the turtle say? And so do such as the many who are with these understandings now coming to this knowing that we need to purge and let go. Oh yeah, number one at the top of the list, let go. Still the hardest thing to do. Who wrote that song? It was a song written. Was it Carly Simon or somebody? Joni Mitchell. I mean, anyway, there's a song. Letting go is the hardest thing to do. And you know, these young ones today, the millennials, and then the generations after them that are coming, they know. They're not with it. They're not with that. They're not with those old energies. They don't want to be there with it. I don't blame them. They don't want to be on the reservation. They don't want things shoved down their throat because they have a better formula. Why? Because they are the ancient ancestor here now, and they are young. They're coming in younger. What they bring with them is the knowledge and the ancient understandings into the young body, into the feet, and they're getting the understanding by the time they're age 14, 13. We've been witnessing this. And so it's like, that sounds good. You must be stirring some kind of juice there. Sounds good.
Thirsty. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have the skill to teleport some of it to you.
No worries. And so, you know, the young ones today, they're a ways ahead of where we were at their age, obviously. And their minds are and moving this direction, too. So you've got the young ones now that are 3 months old, 3 and 4 months old. I've met children that are 3 months old and speaking and singing the song with me. I met a young girl named Aurora. 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 Yeah. The origin of the word love, Aroha, Aroha, Aurora, from the bird that speaks the Aurora. This is her name. And I sang a song, a very old song from the Lakota shaman, Little Black Bear. I sang one of his songs to her, and she sang it back to me. And she's 3 months old. She's maybe a year old now. She was only a few months old when I met her last year. So I know that they're here, you know. Coming when she becomes 7 years old, she's already going to be an ancient ancestor. But where will you be? Where will I be? Where will the rest of us be? Heck, where will the millennials be? She'll be advancing far ahead of them in terms of her wisdom and knowledge and knowings. And she's awake, wide awake, you know. The children are coming in wide awake. That's why I say to you, we are water protectors. We serve the child that enters. And that's it on the ground, let alone talking about it in the sky or in the cosmos. That's it on the ground. And so with the teachings and the protocols and the knowing of the ancients, blueprints, is to be able to facilitate that on the ground, work with it, you know, move the wind for just a moment so we can have sunshine. When I went to Standing Rock, when myself and Eve Boylan, we went to Standing Rock to deliver a transmutation protocol, three protocols, land, water, sky protocols. It wasn't to assist the political success of what was happening there. It was to transmute land, water, sky. So when we went there, we did the land protocol, the water protocol, and the final protocol was the sky protocol, where we used three feathers. And as we were leaving, good friends of mine who run the Red Lightning Camp there, wonderful people, Leroy West and Laura Tusitele, and also Unity Grace, Joshua Tree. When on the way out, Unity asked me, so I said to her, I just finished the Sky Protocol, we're leaving now. And Unity said to me, so no storm? And I said, no storm. You'll have 7 days of sunshine. I left when they had more than 7 days sunshine. No storm. That was the second time people were saying it's going to storm. Everyone said, oh, a storm's coming. And I said, no storm. We just completed the protocols.
And sure enough, no storm for 7 days. I brought the South Pacific sun with me. I said, the island sun is there. Relax. Have a good time. You deserve it. And so, land, water, sky, yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Not just on the turtle, the Honda Motu. You know, we also work with the butterfly, Kahuku Motu. You do know there's a butterfly island, yes? Any questions?
No, I'm not sure if we have otter with us still or not.
Otter's not with us?
I don't know. We haven't heard anything from him, so I'm kind of wondering if he lost his connection or something.
Maybe I talk too much.
Well, is there a protocol for a internet radio connection? maybe get him reconnected.
Yeah.
I know some guys, people over in Thailand, you know, they could use some dry weather right now. They're getting pounded.
So do you think so are we even on the air now, or are we just talking on the phone?
Oh yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I was hearing you guys through my headset. And then when you said you didn't hear me, I got on my cell phone. So I think I'm going to have to buy a new headset. I've been having problems with this thing. Anyway, yeah, apologies. Yeah, I've been making comments once in a while. I didn't know whether they were all just brief yes, no, ha-ha, you know, and I figured that was cool.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, I thought you went off to eat.
Hey, if
Ethan
you're if you're starting to run out of steam, you know, just let us know. We
Are
do have. Okay, the time is yours.
I'm having so much fun. I was just wondering though if you had a question.
Oh no, you're doing fine. I've been kind of commenting all along and I thought.
Oh.
Pretty much, I do want to say one thing. You were talking about, 7 days and no storms. Well, back in, I guess it was 72, Mad Bear Anderson, I guess it was the first All Nations gathering. It was in south of Salt Lake City. And he, Rolling Thunder and others were there, and they were mistreated and libeled by the local press, and really they were a little perturbed about it, and Mad Bear told him that he would be returning, and he said who he'd be returning with, and he said, now this is the middle of August, and I lived in Salt Lake for a long time. It never rains in August. And he said, the truth of what I tell you, you know, the will be witnessed by, you will have 3 days of a female rain. You know, it's just a light drizzle. And, you know, beginning tomorrow. And he left that night, and then it rained for 3 days. In the middle of August, it never does that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I bet they're worried after that, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, anyway,
is he going to do?
Yeah. He wasn't too happy with the Mormons. I could understand why, because they were really they wanted to meet with they wanted to make peace with some of the folks that, you know, in the Mormon Church, and they were just rebuffed and treated, you know, accused of being communist and, you know, all that stuff. And
of course,
they weren't even allowed to come down into town. They were met out at Magna as they're coming from the west by the state police, and they were only allowed to go to certain places. And Rolling Thunder got on the radio and just raised hell. he was pissed, but you know,
right.
But you know, they were cool about it. They let the weather and the spirits do their real talking for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you only need to speak. We send the highest vibration.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the Arab countries have just had a massive snowstorm they weren't expecting, and there's all kinds of strange stuff going on. Oh, the Schumann frequency. The Schumann frequency is up to like 32 now. Wasn't that what I said to Mark?
Huh?
You know, the Schumann frequency is up to like 32, which is...
Well, it's been going between 25 and 36, maybe even higher than 36. And it's,
wow.
That's one of the Russians. They thought their equipment was malfunctioning. But it's, see, the Schumann frequency has a correlation with the magnetic fields. And we saw, in 2015, we saw about a 13% increase, maybe more, but at least 13% increase of cosmic radiation coming in. And I haven't seen anything from 2016. I suspect it's equal or probably greater. And that means, to give an idea, the magnetic field decline had been increasing, started around, for the last 2,000 years, but it started really doing it around 1850 or so. And then in the year 2000 or so, it started even more. And the big number was it was declining about 5% every 100 years. Okay, so if you took and you said, well, 13% cosmic radiation increase, you know, is some correlation to the magnetic fields, and say, for simple math, it's the same, then that means you had about a, instead of 5% in 100 years, you had 13% in 1 year. So that would indicate that we're seeing possibly some fairly large drop-offs in our magnetic field. If that continues, even just for a couple of years, we could be looking at a full magnetic reversal here within how many years? Or actually, it could be any week, you know, possibly. So, and that's, the cosmic thing will also will increase the rain, the cloud formation in the rain. So that's, you know, there's people in Thailand, or, you know, it's, they're getting flooding in dry season over there, and there's other places here we're getting tons of snow or rain, or, and so I suspect that's driving it. Even I saw a British, I forget which one it was, British newspaper had something, and they said NASA was warning about flying in a plane that the radiation could affect the passengers and everybody on the plane, and, you know, affect their brain, and also cause heart attacks and different things. So, I mean, this was in a public newspaper.
Wow.
So that was pretty shocking to see them coming out with that type of information.
Well, there's some rumor that the Russians are developing a weapon that would do what you just described, which would be, you know, microwave disruption of people's minds.
Are you talking about the stuff that Bearden's been talking about for a while on scalar technology?
Yeah,
I think he said they even may have been doing early versions of it back in the 1960s when was it Brezhnev or whoever it was made some public statement that they had some new weapon or something. The problem with that, my understanding is, I don't know, it may have taken them a while, maybe they've done it, but my understanding is, if you shoot something like that, you're going to shoot yourself at the same time. In other words, you have to have some form of containment or shielding or something so that it's going to come back on you.
Yep.
So I don't know if they figured out a way around that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
certainly the increases have been happening since you heard the name, since the name Schumann came along. and then also when you first heard about the ozone layer being the first hole in the ozone layer was created at the Canoe, was in New Zealand, down in that area, in the South Antarctic area.
Yeah.
When we first started experiencing that hole in our ozone layer, or we were onto it with the EMs. So we've been watching the Schumann frequency experience lately, and in fact a lot longer than that. You know, if we are now, we're in the year the the high 6,000s right now. We are rapidly, closely getting closer to the 7,000 year, the millennium. If you follow that number.
Well, there's a lot of anniversaries coming up this year, 100 years from Fatima, 300 years from the founding of the Masons, and 500 years from another date I forget. There's a lot of things converging.
I was told, Blue Otter. You know, the Fatima thing, though, back in August 2014, there was a guy, he wrote some stuff, and then apparently after he wrote that book, The Four Secrets of Fatima, apparently the convent let him in, and he was able to get access to Sister Lucia's diary, and he published an entry from that diary, and it basically said something came, touched the axis of the earth, boom, all hell breaks loose. And sky, water, and it said everything. The sky, the oceans, the land, everything leaves its bounds. And specifically said in their diaries that it is the purification of the world.
Oh, yeah, well, the Pope, back in 85, he was talking with a group of Catholics. In Germany. And he was asked about it. He said, well, it's not something that we really want to talk about. He says, but if as far as, you know, letting the prophecy out, he says, but I'm sure people aren't going to want to hear that in an instant, from one instant to another, that entire continents could be swept off by water and ice and so forth. The you can go to prophecykeepers.com and just go Control F and type in Pope, and it'll take you right down to exactly what he said. But it's not an open secret. But your fellow that you're talking about, he was to go on Coast to Coast Radio that week, and he got booted off by George Norrie because Lucia told him, you know, hey, I'll tell you, but don't tell anybody else, and then he passed away, and yeah, it's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, he had the whatdoesitmean.com, which has some interesting stuff on it.
I hope you're chattering right now too. They're watching a lot of stuff right now too. Some of the elders, and they're all the things are going on. They think the whole thing with the pipeline and stuff is going to get out of hand and become more violent, maybe. And then they also said that they expect the changes and things to move from the north and then start to move from the south. And so they're looking at for a little bit more activity moving from the north downward and then start up the south.
Yeah, there's a lot of pipelines everywhere.
So they're... But they're talking a lot amongst themselves right now about all the stuff, you know, that their grandfathers and grandfather's grandfather said, and, you know, they're all chattering right now about it, I think, quite a bit, more than I've seen for a while, so.
They came to New Zealand in 1986 to the School of Wisdom.
So.
Titus came there. Came with some other elders to the Table of the 13. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. In 1986, and the Table of the 13 was created by my master, the great Māori prophet Arakahana the Piripi, an advisor and teacher to the Dalai Lama now, advisor and teacher to Mandela. My master has since passed in 2008 at the age of 99. And many of them would come there. But this one particular year in 86 was known as the Raising of the Mother. And it was a year before the convergence. And so the Hopi came, the Navajo, the Haudenosaunee, Mohawks, and many of the 13 and the Mystique Rose, the Italians came. The Italian families go there every year. They rotate the Italian families at our School of Wisdom in New Zealand. At least they used to. I don't know how many families now, but so many were coming. That particular year was also included a briefing of the prophecies of many prophecies of the 13, prophecies of the 13. And of course, as you know, many prophecies. So the raising of the mother at that time was what was known as the feminine energies being brought forward, but being brought forward into the physical, more physical form. In other words, from it was once spoken as she was once spoken as the missing link, and we used to say the missing link. And then, in 1986, as we had the table of the 13, she received the name as Tingira Oteao. And so from being the missing link, she became the needle that threads. Tingira Oteao means the needle that threads the many colors of the world. And the table of the 13 was there to witness that raising that year. It was in the form of a 22-foot fully carved statue of the talking wood, the same wood we use for our canoes, the very large ocean canoes. And so as she was raised, that was the year that I received my mastership as a tohunga, 1986. And then at that same time, there was also another celebration known as the, we called it the East Meets West. Was the shaking of the two, the shaking of the hands, or the greeting of the hands of the two mountains, the mountain from the east and then the west. And then a year after that was the convergence. And then at that time, even like in 1985, referring to the Schumann and the EEM signatures that were spiraling, we would say, that was a point in 1985 when that was increasing. You know, we have our words for it. We don't necessarily say Schumann, the German words. We didn't usually speak the German words in terms of science, but we spoke our words of it in our understandings. And so through the understanding of the forward memory, we begin to see within our prophecies all of these things starting to happen within our prophecies. And it's no, you know, secret now that we're at the levels that we're at now, be it EM, be it the VH of the EM, as you understand, the green EM, if you understand the green EM, certainly increasing and feeling it. So that when the words you're speaking now, the words you speak into the higher intentions, when you're working with protocols, physical catalysts included, they have increased. The energy is increasing. To a level that we're actually, as light beings, we are actually used to it. We'll actually get used to it pretty quickly.
Right.
You're going to have no choice. But if we realize the understanding that we are light beings, we can actually take this into our DNA. And that's what's also assisting the transformation of ourselves and our memory. You know, it's affecting it in a good way. And so, speaking to these times now in the protocols and the teachings, we go out now with the white cutter water protectors. We go out to cleanse and heal the sacred, unsacred sites. That's the key, sacred, unsacred sites. That's, we're talking about preparing for the 2020, for whatever reason, first contact coming in 2020, or whatever reason. We certainly need to cleanse these areas so that the child that enters, that stands on those locations in their 2 feet, are not infected by the whispering of the invisible on this plane. And so we are working rapidly to go around the world to do these things. In fact, we have one of the events is the AAA, the Ancient Ancestors Assembly at the Black Forest, if I could speak to that for a moment, which is a very important understanding. Yes, we go to stand to speak at the White Star Mountain, but it is also a light code that offers the white cutter protocol to go and complete before the Ancient Ancestors arrive inside the Black Forest. We're going to a place known as the Witch's Valley, Hexenthal in Freiburg, the border of Switzerland and Germany. And that is one of that one time that's going to happen, of many actions that we have been doing up to that time and what we'll be doing after that time. And my work currently to get from this light code now to the Black Forest is to teach the Waikato, teach the Water Protectors protocols, which are spiritual and physical. They utilize physical catalysts, the zero stone. When you said the word zero, brother, on the Maya, zero, yes, I work with zero energy. Zero point energy is what I work with, known as the pillar of the earth, also known as the pillar of the earth. In my language, it's known as the Po Na Mu. Po Na Mu, meaning the pillar of earth. It's one of the hardest stones on the planet, next to a diamond. And it's an ancient stone, very powerful healing stone, but it has scalar energy. It works with scalar energy, and so we work with the zero stone and the vessels, the mother's vessel, crystal form or glass, and then the words spoken in a sequence. And so I'm teaching online courses now through my website. In fact, just completed the fifth week of a six-week online course, completed yesterday. But, you know, it's really offering an understanding that we can go and do and cleanse and heal. And although we understand all these changes that are happening and these calibrations, I would say, we understand the work that the planet engineers are doing. Did you see last year when the comets came in, the green comets known as the whale's tail, when they came into the atmosphere last year? Yes, well, 2 years before that, and I had had some guidance on that, and they told me that they were coming in. They told me what they were going to be doing, and then I thought, well, okay, cool, we've got some time. I'm just thinking, hey, we've got time. And then bam, all of a sudden, 2 years later, it's here. And then they came into the atmosphere as they arced around the canoe. They arced around the canoe from the southern hemisphere around the Southern Cross and came up, and all of a sudden they were here. At that same time, that very week, I was already teaching a class at Hummingbird Ranch. And when I do a class, I offer a gift of the zero stone. So when I, as part of your workshop, you get a zero stone. I said to everybody, look, the planet engineers are in the atmosphere. They are green. They are known as the whale's tail, Tehiku. Tehiku. Tehiku means the whale's tail. What I want you to do is log in or link into your zero stone and then tell me and let us know what the message is. Because the planet engineers, they know the stone. They know the stone. When the planet engineers came in, 34 volcanoes erupted shortly after they left. Yes?
Hey,
it was 34. Yeah?
We're going to get cut off here pretty quick. Probably ought to go ahead and sign off.
Okay.
We've got a link to your website right there on the page where people are listening, and this interview will be archived for several years.
Oh, great. I'll just finish off with the cleansing and the seal was being worked on by the planet engineers when they entered.
Okay, well, sounds good. We're going to get cut off here, so we need to run.
Okay.
So, thanks a lot. Wish we had more
time. All
right, time.
Brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Oklahoma Native American Church, or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us, and you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now.
Sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.